Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's The Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. It is a gloomy Tuesday in October, and we are here to brighten up your day with all of the latest and greatest news. There's obviously still gridlock right now in D.C. Not much has happened as far as these trillion-dollar packages go, but Senator Kyrsten Sinema is still being harassed. I guess following her into the bathroom was not enough for these progressive left-wing social justice warriors, because now they're following her into the airport. They're actually asking her questions on the plane, and we will get into all of that. But according to Joe Biden, this is all part of the process. That's what he said yesterday. And a lot of the mainstream media is also having that same mindset that this is, you can either go two ways with this. This is part of the process. And also she deserves it. I saw, different variations on that. That this is what she gets for not talking to people more and for not explaining to her constituents, these nutcases, why she won't pass this monumental piece of legislation that is going to stop the world from burning. So it's the old, this is what she gets for not doing what we told her to do excuse. But what really puts this dysfunction that is currently unraveling in our country in perfect context, and I kid you not, 516 just texted this in, and it's perfect timing for what I wanted to talk about, which is the FBI is now going to start investigating these angry parents, thanks to a letter from the National School Boards Association. If you missed the story, I would really encourage you to check out my interview yesterday with Libby Emmons. You can go to gracecurlyshow.com. And it's funny because I knew I was going to talk to Libby yesterday. There were so many news stories. I wanted to get her take on Kyrsten Sinema, on men with cervixes, all that good stuff. But the original reason she wanted to talk to me was because of this news story about the National School Boards Association requesting that the DOJ and the FBI and, all of the Biden administration's tentacles start investigating these angry parents because they sent death threats to school board officials, which, as I said yesterday to Libby, inexcusable to ever threaten violence. But it does feel like they are using those probably, I would say, limited number of cases to kind of punish all of these parents and to really scare people away from voicing their opinions at these meetings. So when Libby had messaged me about this on Friday, by the time Monday rolled around, I'm like, I don't know. I haven't heard much about it since then. And this might just kind of be something I leave for later. But today, AG Merrick Garland came out and said that they will be investigating, that they will use the FBI to look into this. And the reason I bring this up, as 516 just texted in and stole my thunder, harassing a left of center is part of the process, but harassing the school board is domestic terrorism. It's not oversimplifying it. It's actually, it's the perfect way to think about how this is unfolding. Now, the DOJ, just because sometimes with all these different groups, it's hard to figure out what's actually happening. Attorney General Merrick Garland, who, by the way, we were sold on him by telling us that he wasn't going to be that extreme. Ha! Pardon me while I laugh.
Garland Merrick.
Attorney General Garlic Marin directed the FBI to take on threats of violence against school boards and teachers amid growing parental anger over curriculums, mask mandates, and other polarizing issues. In a memorandum sent by Garland on Monday, the attorney general notes that he's directing the FBI to work with federal, state, local, tribal, and territorial leaders in order to address what he describes as disturbing amounts of threats of violence and harassment being made towards teachers and school board officials. Now, this comes after the National School Board Association published a letter at the end of September in which they lamented persevering against other challenges that could impede their response to the COVID-19. The letter requested that the FBI, the DOJ, the Department of Homeland Security use tools such as the Gun-Free School Zones Act, the Patriot Act, to investigate these parents who are allegedly making violent threats. Now, the reason, you know, it always seems like Joe Biden is carrying on the legacy of Barack Obama, even if Barack Obama isn't such a fan of Joe Biden. I say that because he waited until Joe was the last man standing in the Democratic primaries to endorse him. Really tells you how much faith he has in good old Joe. But one thing Obama was great at was weaponizing and politicizing these departments of justice, whether it's the FBI, the CIA. He was great at sowing fear among people that if their politics were out of line, that the government might come in and check it out. You know, show me the man, show me the crime. That's, you know, what Howie's always saying as well. I think it's a Stalin quote. So we're seeing this in real time, and it's pretty amazing that if you are an illegal alien and you film a senator in a bathroom, which is a crime in Arizona, I believe it's a felony, you will most likely be just fine. You know, sites like Jezebel, Teen Vogue, people like, who are some of the people making excuses for this behavior? There were so many, it's hard to keep track. Kirsten Powers was one of them. She tweeted, "Which is worse, your grandparents being deported or being followed into a bathroom because you refuse to stop and listen by people desperate for your help? This is not a trick question." AKA, Kirsten Sinema deserved this because she isn't listening to us. So there's a lot of people going along with that. So if you're an illegal alien, you film a senator in a bathroom, you commit a felony, you'll probably be okay. You'll have a lot of people backing you up. The mainstream media will sugarcoat this, make you into a hero. If you are Larry Nassar, for example, and you abuse hundreds of girls, the FBI will probably put that on the back burner. They might not have a ton of time for that. If you are peacefully protesting racial injustice by burning down buildings or looting stores, well, the top military guys will probably consider that penny packet protests. So I wouldn't worry too much about it. If you are one of the Sarnia brothers and you are plotting to bomb the Boston Marathon, or if you're a school shooter and there's been all sorts of tips given to the FBI about you, I wouldn't worry too much. I think you'll be good. But apparently if you are a parent who opposes critical race theory, aka teaching your kids that they're skin color determines their value, then we might have to implement the Patriot Act to monitor your activities because you might be a little too dangerous. If you went up to a podium like the father in Virginia and voiced your frustration with the nonsensical mask mandates, well, the Biden administration is going to have to keep tabs on you for sure. This is third world stuff that we're witnessing right now. And no one seems to care. In fact, the left is encouraging it. We're going to talk about this. I'd love to get your take on it. Because how I really felt during this pandemic, and I've said it several times on the air, is that there were so many negatives to it. And I think it's important we all keep reminding ourselves of what this government and these political tyrants took away from us. You know, and stop excusing it. I do that all the time. Well, it was just this, you know, I can be okay. I don't, you know, my sister's graduation got canceled, but that's not a big deal. We had a virtual Zoom meeting and no. Stop being made to feel selfish for the things you missed. There were a lot of negatives about the last 2 years. But one thing that really gave me hope was parents at these meetings. The videos would go viral. YouTube would try to censor them. Jack Dorsey would get really upset. And people finally had something that was more important to them than being accepted in polite society. People finally had something worth risking being canceled over, and that was their children, their children's futures, their children's experiences, their children's opportunities, their children's safety. And so they took a risk, and it was really empowering to see people get up there and not care. Not care if their neighbors would ostracize them, or not care if they would be considered, you know, racist, credulous boomer rubes. They finally met the moment and said, no, we know what's happening. We know what's being taught. We know how ridiculous this all is. And now it's affecting our kids. It was a breaking point in America. And it was a real silver lining to all of this nonsense. And that's exactly why they're doing this now. That's exactly why they're cracking down. They're trying to intimidate. They're trying to bully these parents. They're trying to silence them because they know how powerful those videos are. They know how powerful those speeches and rants and words were for all of America. And they don't like it. So they want to shut those parents up. 844-500-4242. I want to talk about this. We have so much to talk about. Yesterday, I brought up natural immunity. And I was kind of tying in the big pharma aspect of it, which took me a long time to get to. I'm not, you know, Jared might have got to this day one, but it took me a long time to get down that road because I didn't want to be like conspiracy theorist. But it's interesting because Project Veritas has video footage of talking to Pfizer scientists, and they're admitting that natural immunity is oftentimes better than the vaccine, which that definitely had to be caught on camera because they're not allowed to say that, at least in public. We will get to all of that. Eden Pure is extending the BOGO offer for an extra week. With over 100,000 sold and counting, the thunderstorm is sweeping the nation because people everywhere are raving about how well it works to get rid of odors, kill mold and mildew, and to freshen the air. Now, Jared, let's talk about, I know a lot of times you talk about your allergies, you keep one in your car for that, but let's talk about the smell factor, because yes, you went to the Patriots game Sunday night, you got soaked.
Soaked.
And when you got home, you smelled like a wet dog.
That is exactly what it smelled like. I took off my shoes, I took off my jacket, and I just said, oh my God, what died? So I was like, this not cool. I can't, you know.
But the story has a happy ending.
But the story does have a happy ending. So I just plugged in the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, turned it on, put the shoes and the jacket and everything right next to it, and within a couple of minutes, it already started working, and today the house is as fresh as it ever has been.
Find out what you've been missing. Get a thunderstorm for yourself. Eden Pure guarantees the thunderstorm to get rid of odors or your money back. You have nothing to lose and so much to gain. Right now, Eden Pure is offering a BOGO to my listeners this week only. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Grace BOGO. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Grace BOGO. Hurry, these will sell out quickly, so don't delay. This offer ends Sunday, October 10th at midnight. Shipping is free. I also want to talk about who these protesters are. Who are these people? I don't want to call them protesters. Who are these bullies who are following Kristen Sinema around? You might be very interested to find out who's funding all of these activists. I have a feeling you've heard his name before. We will be right back. I see everybody on the lines. I will take your calls. 844-500-4242. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
You know, Joe Biden had a lot of opportunities for slam dunks when it comes to unifying the country in very simple, kind of superficial ways. And a perfect example would have been yesterday when he was asked about Kristen Sinema being followed into a bathroom. He could have easily said, that's wrong. We should not do that. And full stop, as AOC says, full stop. Instead, he added the but. But, you know, it's kind of part of the process. Part of the process Trying to go to the bathroom and have people filming you through the stall is part of the democratic process that you all talk so much about. Yikes. And this is from the guy who is returning us to normalcy. And it continued today. She was walking through the airport and she was met with all of these people asking her questions. And they're all so smug. And they're all so annoying. They're like little mosquitoes buzzing around her. And she does a good job. She keeps her head down. She keeps moving. But it's interesting to watch this because you do think to yourself, how do they all manage to find out where she is and to get there? Travel fees. You know, what groups are these people working for? We'll get into that in a moment. But first, let's go to the lines here. 844-500-4242. Lisa, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Lisa.
Hi. So I'm a mom. I have a 12-year-old and a 16-year-old. And I'm also a veteran. And I would never think that we would find our place here.
Lisa, hold on. Hold on one second, Lisa. There's some sort of chime happening in your car, but I want to hear what you have to say. Whatever the little ringy thing is, you got to turn that off and we'll pot you back up here. Yeah, it's... I think there's a lot of parents right now, a lot of people in this country who feel very disheartened. And especially when they hear that after a year and a half of finally finding their voices, and a lot of people were running for, I have friends who started running for town committee, running for school board, and now they're being told that they could be under investigation. Because what? Because they said things that weren't PC, because they said things that made Joe Biden look bad. Let's try Lisa again. Lisa, are you there? Oh, it's still happening. I'm sorry, Lisa. You got to call us back. But this is the reaction from the left as far as Kristen Sinema is concerned. Jezebel. Now, Jezebel is a far left feminist website. And they wrote, absolutely bully Kristen Sinema outside her bathroom stall. They're encouraging this. And it's interesting because these are all feminists. This is the party that's supposed to champion women. But they only champion women who push their narratives. They don't champion Melania Trump or Kristen Sinema or Grace Curley or Ainsley Earhart or anyone who disagrees with them. They do not champion those people. They only champion you if you do what they want. And it's bullying tactics. It's really amazing. Let's listen to Kristen Sinema be followed through the airport by these protesters. And I'm going to change that right now. We're not calling them protesters. We're calling them bullies. Cut 33.
What you're planning on cutting from Joe Biden's Build Back Better plan?
I'm having trouble hearing.
Do you want to cut climate priorities? Is it elder care that you want to cut, or is it child care?
Senator, please. We are asking for your help. Senator, we need you.
What are the priorities that you're going to cut? I'm just trying to get an explanation for the American people.
Senator, you can do the right thing.
All I want to know is what the specific
Senator Sinema, my hometown is really hard to surrounded by a refinery. Are you going to give these people a degree?
All right. You know what's amazing? Well, are you going to do the right thing? The right thing is what you want me to do. That's the right thing. The right thing is whatever you want. Wow. Talk about tolerance. Talk about coming together and bridging the gaps and unifying. These people are insane. And you know who's backing them? Here's an interesting little piece out of Free Beacon. I hadn't been on Free Beacon in a while here. Left-wing billionaire George Soros bankrolling group behind a harassment of Kristen Sinema. I'm shocked. Progressive billionaire George Soros is bankrolling the left-wing activist group whose members accosted Senator Kristen Sinema in a bathroom over the weekend. Activists with Living United for Change filmed Sinema while she was teaching at Arizona State University. Soros's Open Society Foundation is Living United's biggest donor. The group gave $1.5 million to Living United in 2019 and $250,000 in 2017. Living United reported around $1.7 million in revenue in 2019. Oh, activists. They're bullying Kristen Sinema. We'll keep talking about this. We're going to play some of the Project Veritas sound that's really breaking the internet. 844-500-4242.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Very exciting news. We have Gail Huff Brown joining the show at 1:30 to talk about how she's running for U.S. representative in New Hampshire. That will be a great interview. If you have any questions, feel free to text them in to 63566. But right now, we want to hit most of the national stuff, and there's so much to go off of. First of all, Dr. Francis Collins is resigning from the NIH, according to reports, and we will go into that in a little bit. I have a feeling, because none of these people tend to give up anything, give up power, give up titles. I have a feeling this means we're about to get something. We're about to get either some emails or some updates or some sort of evolution, Jared.
Yes, it's interesting because there are, I think, now up to six Australian public health people in positions of power that have also resigned. So we're seeing a bunch of resignations. So that's very interesting.
Yeah, it shows you that there could be a good amount of corruption in these situations. I do want to talk a little bit about the CDC, though, because I don't know if people saw this. The CDC, there's something that's happening over the last couple of months since Joe Biden got in office where people will post things on their website, these big government websites, and then they'd say, oops, that was just a mistake. Sorry, we didn't mean to post that. The Biden administration does it all the time. They did it with the whole Taiwan-China debacle where they had to apologize for that. But we saw one recently where the CDC put up their recommendations for Thanksgiving, and people were going out of their minds for the right reason. I was one of those people. They put up their guidance and it was shocking. They were recommending virtual Thanksgiving. So this is the first story I see, okay? The CDC is announcing today that they are recommending that Americans celebrate Thanksgiving virtually again this year. You probably don't need me to tell you that this is one turkey of an idea that Joe Biden isn't going to be able to make fly. Despite vaccinations, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention still recommends people celebrate Thanksgiving virtually this year. I can't say exactly where I printed this off from. But I'll try to give credit after the break. Updated guidance states that attending gatherings for events and holidays still increases the risk of getting and spreading COVID. Travel is not recommended unless individuals are fully vaccinated. Even so, travelers must still wear masks. The recommendations are just for Halloween and Thanksgiving as of now. So people lost it because we're like, wait a second. COVID cases are plummeting. We're all fully vaccinated for the most part. Anyone who's going to be fully vaccinated is at this point. Now, Joe Biden and some other septuagenarians have three COVID shots, and we still are expected to do a virtual Thanksgiving. I, for one, I don't take my holiday recommendations from the CDC. Never have, never will. I have a feeling most of my listeners are the same way. But even so, seeing this online, people were reacting in a similar fashion to how they reacted when Dr. Fauci said, oh, we are going to have Christmas. No, we aren't going to have Christmas. And he backtracked on that pretty fast. Well, the CDC is also backtracking. CDC deletes guidance urging Americans to open windows, use fans for indoor holiday gatherings. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention, I'm reading now from Town Hall, initially updated its guidance to recommend that people open windows and use fans at holiday gatherings to increase ventilation in an effort to mitigate the spread of COVID-19. However, the agency later took down its new recommendation and said that it was guidance from last year that was posted by mistake. The content is in the process of being updated by CDC to reflect current guidance ahead of this holiday season. The page had a technical update on Friday, but doesn't reflect the CDC's guidance ahead of the upcoming holiday season. Either way, I know it doesn't matter to us because we don't wait for their cue to, you know, have a family barbecue or to sit down for a Thanksgiving meal. But it's the sloppiness never fails to amaze me. I mean, and the fact that they think people are still listening to them is pretty stunning as well. Nan Hayworth, actually, Dr. Nan Hayworth, we have her on the show a lot. She saw something online and she thought it was really well said, and I have to agree with her. She said, structuring one's life around the prevention of a breakthrough case post-vaccination is a niche cultural hobby for upper middle class neurotics. How perfectly phrased is that?
That is the summation of what is happening right now.
Yeah, it's a hobby.
It's succinct. It's perfect.
It's a hobby for people. It's like global warming. You know, if you have enough time to care about it, wonderful. But some people have to move on with their lives. It reminds me of when I went to CVS when they had first lifted the mask mandates. I'm sure they brought them back at this point. But I went into a CVS in Milton and I was like walking down the halls and a lot of people still had the masks on. And I started to notice a trend. And the trend was like when I saw moms, who like women in their 40s and 50s, you know, and maybe they weren't moms, but a lot of them gave off mom vibes. And they're on the phone with, you know, their kids saying, what prescription do you want or whatever, or they have their kids in tow. None of those people had masks on. But the people who did have masks on were like young kids, men, older men. And I thought, that's because moms sometimes just don't have time for the BS. They've got so much going on. They're multitaskers. They're not worried about this. It's like my mom. She was never afraid. She was never afraid. And that's what they need in order to make this work. They need people to be afraid. Speaking of that, Jared, we should do the poll question here. Today's poll question is brought to you by Nauset Disposal. Affordable rubbish and recycling from Duxbury to Provincetown. Go to NausetDisposal.com. That's NausetDisposal.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
What are you most afraid of? Global warming, COVID-19, or domestic extremism?
I'm going to do a loophole here. I'm going to say COVID-19 for the fact that I'm scared of what will be shut down and what the government will do. So it's not COVID-19 itself, but I'm going to say COVID-19.
COVID-19 is polling at 20%, 4% for global warming, and in the lead at 77% domestic extremism.
All right, now, Jared, do we have our sound cuts ready to go here?
Yeah, we're good.
All right, here we go. I want to play a little bit of this Project Veritas sound because what they did, and if you're not familiar with Project Veritas, it's a really cool organization. And a lot of times they get undercover audio. And I always find it interesting because they get this undercover audio that should be the top news story, but you don't hear about it anywhere except for some conservative outlets. You know, CNN never seems to run it. NBC, MSNBC, they really seem to do like a blackout of anything Project Veritas, but they never dispute it. You know, no one ever disputes the authenticity of it. So this is Chris Krokey, and he's a Pfizer senior associate scientist. And listen to what he's saying. Now, we had talked about this yesterday, and I had mentioned the fact that I was coming around to this idea that natural immunity is a conversation that no one wants to have, and I kind of sometimes am leaning towards the notion that that could be because there's no money in natural immunity. It's free, and not Joe Biden, Jen Psaki free. It's actually free. And so maybe that's the reason why no one seems to champion it or encourage or not encourage it, but support it. Support the idea that if you have natural immunity, you don't have to get vaccinated. And this timing of this could not be more perfect because these are Pfizer scientists saying that natural antibody response likely protects you more than a vaccine. Let's play cut one, Jared.
So I mean, well protected, like as much as the vaccine.
Probably more.
How so? Like how much more?
You're protected most likely for longer since it was a natural response.
You're protected likely for longer is what he just said. But no one, and I've the reason I can confirm this is because the other day I was writing a piece on natural immunity and I Googled it and I was Googling, you know, they always, Rand Paul always references the study from Israel, but there's all of these different think pieces about how natural immunity is not as good as the vaccine. The only person who really writes about The opposite of that is Dr. Marty McCary from Johns Hopkins. And so I'm reading this and I'm thinking, well, they have studies on it. And it kind of does make sense when you think about diseases or viruses that we've had over the last few centuries, is that you tend to build up a strong immune system response to something if you get it naturally. I remember when I was younger, my mom always wanted us to get things naturally, like chicken pox and whatever. But in this case, the people at Pfizer and Moderna and all these places, they never talk about that. And the NBA players were bringing this up. One of the NBA players said, you know, I had COVID, so I have antibodies. Why do I have to get it? And no one can answer that. No one wants to answer it. But this sound shows us that they absolutely have the answers. Let's play Chris Kroeke from Pfizer Cut 2.
I had COVID and I have monster immunity after 8 months. So I just got checked last month for antibodies.
I mean, that's no worries. Same thing with my brother.
So should I get the vaccine?
Wait.
Till when?
If your immunity starts to wane, then get vaccinated.
And let's play cut 3.
So right now we're seeing an increase in the Delta variant, mostly not because of the variant, because of their antibodies are waning. So they're still protected, but not at that 95%. Efficacy, it's more like 70%.
Now, the money question actually gets brought up here. Let's play cut 5.
I mean, you have multiple companies that were basically given a crap ton of money to produce vaccines, and they're pushing them.
So what happens to the monoclonal antibody treatments?
Pushed to the side.
Why?
Money. It's disgusting. You're not wearing a wire, right?
No. You want to check?
I mean, I still feel like I work for like an evil corporation because it comes down to profits in the end. And I mean, I'm there to help people, not to make millions and millions of dollars. So I mean, that's the moral
dilemma.
I would
say billions and billions.
I'm trying to be nice.
No, yes. I hear you. I mean, I'll still give you a hard time about it.
Basically, our organization is run on COVID money now.
How so?
Like, it netted like over $15 billion last year.
Now, let's also play, he talks specifically, first, that sound could blew me away. You're not wearing a wire, are you? Famous last words.
Well, there was one, it was just a quick clip. One of the guys was like, you know, I signed NDAs about this, and it was just part of the montage. But yeah, they all just fell for this one.
Cut 7.
There's ears and eyes everywhere.
What do you mean?
At Pfizer, like in the building. Uh-huh. So it's kind of just like you don't talk about anything that can possibly implicate you or like big pharma. Like even if you shut the door to the office, it's kind of like who's listening?
Yeah, and that whole idea that at Pfizer, there is this real secrecy to all of this and that you can't talk about things. That comes up again with different people. We will play that when we get back from the break. It's true what they say, a perfect smile is change your smile, change your life. I saw the change with Howie and with the mailroom manager. Many people walk around not smiling because they aren't happy with their teeth. That is no way to live. It's amazing. If you watch these testimonial videos, you go to perfectsmiles.com, you'll see that it transforms people's smiles, but it also gives people such a different level of confidence in themselves, in their smile, when they talk to people, when they take pictures. It can change a lot of aspects of your life. And there's no one better than Dr. Houghton. He's an artist. The staff at Perfect Smiles is amazing, and it's conveniently located in Nashua, New Hampshire. Parking is free. Like I said, all of the people that work there are so kind. They'll make you feel right at home. If you've been wanting to upgrade your look for years, contact them today and look at their testimonials. Go to perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile, change your life. If you're waiting on a sign that it's time to work on your smile, this is it. Go to perfectsmiles.com. Like I always say, don't take my word for it. Look at people who have had their smiles transformed, and you'll understand why Perfect Smiles is the place to go. That's perfectsmiles.com. We'll be back on the other side with your calls and with more of that insane Project Veritas sound. Don't go anywhere. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Grace Curley. She's working for you.
I'm like Bette Midler in For the Boys. Gotta keep the troops entertained.
It's weird that I just started getting interested in this natural immunity conversation, and then all of this sound pops up. The timing, selfishly for me, is perfect. Because now I'm thinking, wow, this really is. This big pharma conversation is something that we need to devote more time to. And I've had callers say that to me as well. But it makes you think, you know, that I always try to give these people like Dr. Fauci and Rochelle the benefit of the doubt that, you know, they were just looking out for our health. I gave up on that after the 2 weeks to flatten the curve. But this is an industry, you know, this is business. There's a reason they say follow the money. And these vaccines seem to, for some reason, pique their interest a lot more than natural immunity, than antibodies, than the stuff like Regeneron and things of that nature. So I'm glad that these Pfizer scientists slipped up and started talking to somebody from Project Veritas. Before we go back to these sound cuts, let's go to Mary. You're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Mary.
Hi, I'm calling from Michigan. Just wanted to let everybody know, because they're probably not going to put it on the news. Biden's supposed to be in Howell, Michigan today, and they have had anti-Biden people lining up, and they're crowding the area with signs that say F Joe Biden. And they have...
Hold on, Mary, can I ask you a question? I hate to interrupt. Are you sure those signs don't say Let's Go Brandon?
Yeah, they say that too. Yes, they do. They do. And they've got a huge tractor that came in with F. Joe Biden on it. And my cousin said that, you know, it's getting busier and busier. And on the news this afternoon, all they would show was a guy way back. And he said, we can't go any further because the signs are just too, they're just too nasty.
Yeah, and you know what? This is breaking out all over the country. Massive march chants F Joe Biden after New York City suspends thousands of unvaccinated school employees. This is from Red State. Many joined in a protest with thousands of people protesting outside the Education Department building in Brooklyn and marching across the Brooklyn Bridge. They chanted, "The system is corrupt. F Joe Biden and Bill de Blasio," or as the news reporters would tell us, "Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon." And Mary, I think you'd appreciate this. All right. So this guy, David Weissman, he's a blue check mark. And this was him in February of 2021. He tweeted, "Bleep you, Donald Trump." And then on October 3rd, 2021, "Those who are saying bleep Joe Biden are showing their hate and their ignorance. Imagine hating a president who wants to improve your life." What happened, David Weissman? We'll be back with more of this Pfizer sound. It's really good stuff. And we're going to talk about Dr. Francis Collins and why he's suddenly backing away from the limelight. Could Fauci be next? God willing.